When funding for phase one of the project was put in place, we then sought tenders, and the company which submitted those tender was awarded the contract. And, you know, there was a degree of happiness there because we expected work. There was an expectation that work on the project would commence in January of this year. However, we were then advised by the contractor that it would be March when construction work would commence. And we looked forward to seeing the recreation area back in use this summer. However, in March, despite the fact that a public notice went up on the council's website advising the public of the proposed works, we were told at the 11th hour that the contractor had pulled out and withdrew from the contract. And now this has delayed the entire project and meant that the contractor who submitted the next lowest tender would have to be approached regarding availability. And I feel extremely frustrated about this, and I can only imagine how frustrating it must be for council engineers and staff. And I gather this isn't an uncommon occurrence. And when I tabled a query regarding this situation and other such situations similar, I was told essentially that there was no form of penalty that could be imposed by the council. I would be of the opinion that where companies withdraw from contracts like this, there should be some form of penalty.
Although the council can't really impose any penalties on the contractors for pulling out when they're awarded the contracts, is it going to make things difficult now for projects such as The Rocks to get funding in the future when this is going on what seems to be a regular basis?
I gather not, because this was the first occasion I came across this problem. But when I spoke to engineers, it seems to be a common problem, not in Sligo, but throughout the country, that contractors put in submissions, they put in tenders, and for one reason or another, when they are expected to commence work, they withdraw. And it makes it quite difficult. And while I am frustrated, and I know people who are anxious to see Gibraltar being refurbished are frustrated, I can only imagine the frustration of the engineers who put so much effort and work into these projects. It must be soul-destroying, but they've come to terms with it, and they're anxious now to proceed and get another contractor in and proceed with the works.